This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
I have Gina Barito, who's the gallery director, and I have Liz Burrows, who's the exhibition manager. Welcome to you both.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you in the studio with me here this morning. So let's firstly talk about the gallery. Where is the gallery? What's it all about?
Well, we are located in Morrosville, in one of the cities, the towns from the Matamata-Piako district. We have been there for the last 15 years, and we are the biggest community art space at the service, not just of Morrosville, but Te Aroha, Matamata, Hamilton, Waikato. We are 2 paid staff, 40 volunteers. And it's so much going on right now. We are celebrating this 15th anniversary, and we are incredibly grateful for having all the support from many institutions, volunteers, organizations, including Community Waikato, for sure. So it's a little bit of that, Liz. What else we can say?
Just geographically, for me, I live in Hamilton, and I had passed through and passed Morrinsville for many years and didn't realise until I went for the job interview for a gallery assistant over a year ago, and how close it is. Like, I live in Horsham Downs, and it's literally just straight down the road from Gordonton. Mm. Takes me 15 minutes to get to work. So, yeah, for everybody in Hamilton, at least, it's a lot closer than you think, and it's been just such an amazing journey. The galleries are much more impressive than people realise, and the number of people that walk in and just say, I had no idea that you were here. So that's been our big drive for the last year or so, is really trying to lift people's knowledge of the gallery. And we've also been working really hard at invigorating the shows, and particularly the shows that are in it at the moment are just so outstanding. It just fills you with joy walking in. Yeah,
absolutely.
And I've been one of those people that's been very fortunate to pop along to the gallery. Last year sometime I came with Volunteering Waikato when they had one of their Connect Hui's there, and I was one of those people that was blown away by what you find when you actually open those doors and go into the gallery.
Thank you for that, Rosanne.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful setting.
Yeah.
And there's also some great cafes, so great opportunity if you've got nothing better to do, whether it's the weekend, whether it's, I think you're open from Tuesday to Friday, aren't you?
Tuesday to Friday.
Six days a week.
Yeah, so a great opportunity for any of those days if someone's thinking, what can we do today?
Yeah.
You know, whether it's a special occasion, take your mum out for lunch or something like that, or anyone. Great opportunity to go along.
Absolutely. We have some of the most knowledgeable and amazing brand ambassadors for Waikato, and they are our volunteers. They help us to support, and every day that we are open, they deliver not just information about what is going on with the creativity community. They also mention to you where is the best cafe, the best place to go for shopping. They love what they are doing for the gallery, and if you have the chance to be over there, you will be amazed. You will be making not just you will be making a new friend, definitely. Mm.
And I saw on your website that it's an accessible gallery. Mm. So obviously if someone's in a wheelchair or has a walker, that it's totally accessible for them, which is always good. And my mum, when we go out now, is in a wheelchair. So I'm always looking for places like that to go. So it'll be on our list of places to come to. And obviously parking's not as much an issue, is it? As, you know, if you're coming from Hamilton or some of the other areas at times.
Yeah, we're at the west end of the main street. So we haven't got as much of the angle parking in front of us, but up and down the side streets and further on, there's lots of parking, yes.
That's great.
And not as pressed as in the main street.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if someone has a special request, because they want, let's say, after hours, after 3 p.m., they want to make a special visit, we absolutely love to support other community groups. They just need to email us at info@morrisvillegallery.org.nz. And they mention to us, you know, we have this special request. We can organize something very special for them.
We alter our hours for summer to close at 4 p.m. as well, so that sort of helps. And if people have got a big group or a special request, they just have to ask, and often we'll stay open or we'll open on a day that we don't normally open. I've opened on Mondays before to accept school groups because it was easier for the teachers to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
We try to, you know, make ourselves available to any requests.
Any
really.
Special requests. Yes, because we are a community-based group. We will make the extra effort, I promise you.
The other thing I noticed on your website was that it said free admission.
And you can't believe that, but yes.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's not many places that you can go to these days where you're going to, you know, have an experience. Mm. And yet it's free. Obviously, donations are greatly appreciated. However, I think that's amazing that it's free admission.
Yeah, we like the fact that people, if they want to give, they can. If they can give, they will. The Borrow exhibition that is on at the moment is sort of one out of the box for us because in many ways it's a first. It's the first time we've had to pay for an exhibition to come to the space because it's a private collection. So it's required a lot of sort of accounting wrangling to try and figure out if we can afford it and whether we can do it without charging. A lot of people have said to us, oh, you should just charge $5, $10. But it's part of our ethos to try to keep everything available to everybody. The show was thankfully supported by the POP Fund, which is the Pride of Place Fund from the Matamata Piako Council. And they came to the party with a good amount of money that helped us get rolling and actually commit to having the show. The Arte House Trust, who normally control our largest space, which we call the Arte House Trust space, they bring down work from the Arte House Trust and fill it every 2 to 3 months. They do a changeover. When Borrow was offered to us, I contacted them and asked if they would please kindly help do that with us and actually work with us to put that on.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we will allow you to use the space, but it'll be your baby, you know, and basically gave us an enormous amount of support as explaining the intricacies of putting on a show like that, and also financial support. They gave us some money towards, a month's fee, and they also gave us some money towards tech support.
That's great.
Yeah.
Probably maybe you can just tell our listeners a little bit about the actual exhibition. I was reading up about it being Borrow, the Time-Worn Textiles of Japan.
Japan, yes. Well, the history behind this is quite fun. One of our volunteers went to Pataka in Porirua and she saw this show. And she's a sewer. A lot of our volunteers are very interested in fibre arts. And she just was blown away. This is Viv Matchett, one of my favourite ladies.
Yeah, you can say that.
And she phoned me and she said, oh, meet me for lunch. And I went along and she showed me these pamphlets and things. And she said, please, can we try and get this? This will be so amazing in the gallery. And I had no idea about how to do that. And I said, well, I'll try. And I emailed Pip Steele, who is the owner of the collection and whose collection was in Pataka. And she was lovely to talk to. And we emailed backwards and forth for a few weeks. And she was having shows in Te Manawa and Aratoi down the bottom end of the North Island. So it was committed to those things. And she said, oh, maybe afterwards. And I missed an email from her by a couple of days. And she turned up at the gallery. I happened to be walking out and banged right into her and her family. And she said, you know, driving up here, I realised that Borrow would be very fitting here because of the rural aspect. It's a farmer's garment, farmer's textile. It speaks of the poverty and the endurance and resilience of the Japanese people. But it also speaks about every culture. One of our volunteers said, I don't understand why it's so special because all cultures do this. Mm-hmm. And she's absolutely correct. I think that the Borrow collection allows us to reflect on that, and that's where its value is. It doesn't just have us look at the Japanese culture. It looks at our own culture and at the throwaway culture that we live in today. It makes us reflect on, the waste that's involved in fast fashion.
Yeah, and so the exhibition runs through until, is it the 7th of December?
7th of December, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so great opportunity. We've got a couple of months to go, well, less than a couple of months to go now. Time is flying.
Yeah, time's ticking.
And it is, please, indeed.
Don't miss this opportunity. It's so fabulous.
And
so,
it's very important to say, ladies, that it's the biggest gift that our community, with the support of Pepe Steele, Susie Pasco, Liz, because she has been leading this project, and all our community of volunteers we can give to Waikato and New Zealand. This exhibition won't be in Auckland for the next couple of months. So this is...
It won't be in Auckland for probably a couple of years.
Yes.
The size and scale of it requires a really large and prestigious space.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that it's been tentatively promised to the Otago Museum, so it'll be gone for another while. Because of the fragility of the fabrics, they shouldn't actually be shown continuously. You have to be careful about light exposure and things like that. So there's a good chance it won't be in Auckland for years, or at least 18 months or more, because most of those big galleries have such booked up and scheduled spaces.
Yep.
We were able to talk to Art House Trust, and they were flexible enough to say, oh, we'll hold the next one off to the next time, and which is a really unique thing that our gallery can offer, is that ability to pivot and book things in at the last minute sometimes.
It's one of the strengths sometimes, isn't it, of being just maybe that little bit smaller than some of those big ones.
Yeah. But also allowed us as a contemporary art gallery to provide a space for reflection of one of the topics more important, not just for art or creators, but also for all the society: recycling, sustainability. Can we do something better? And that's something that we embrace at the gallery. Today is sustainability, those beautiful textiles, just to embrace the women who were behind that exhibition. They had no idea. They were celebrated today by New Zealand in our gallery. But definitely, there are some topics that we're trying to listen, like the volunteer celebration that we did with an exhibition. And this is one of those exhibitions. You don't need to be an art lover. Come and enjoy the possibility to see something amazingly presented from our community that is, allowing us to reflect on something incredible about Japan.
That's great to hear. So hopefully that's enthused a lot of our people that might be listening to the show or to the podcast about this amazing opportunity to pop out to the gallery and see the Borrow Time-Worn Textiles of Japan exhibition.
Do we have time to talk about Borrow itself?
We do, actually. It's a really good point, actually. What is that?
Borrow means like rags or torn fabric, basically, in Japanese, and it was a method of mending and repairing and patching that developed mostly, it's been going on for generations.
The interesting thing when Liz, can I just be brutally honest?
Yeah.
I had no idea about Borrow until Liz mentioned Pepe Steele, and she said, Gina, this is just incredible. We need to really look after that. She was very vocal about that. Borrow has been the biggest discovery from the creative space, personally for me and potentially for Liz and many of our volunteers. But can I say something? We have been fascinated in New Zealand about everything that represents the culture from Japan. Interesting fact, Japan is one of the favorite locations for us to go overseas. interesting fact. The gardens, the Hamilton Gardens, has one of the most beautiful locations, the Japanese garden. We enjoy so many factors around the Japanese culture, but this one opens up something completely different for us to reflect. And that's probably the very special aspect of Boro, that it touches your heart and you say, but how can a rag, a mended piece of cloth,
yep,
can say so many storytelling? Actually, it does.
Yeah. And I see reading on your website, it sort of explains it around, the garments, the cloth fragments, they're patched, they're mended, they're embroidered, and utilising the traditional shashiko technique, which helps to tell that moving story of the resourcefulness and the survival from Japan's rural communities. So it sounds like it's an exciting opportunity, and especially if you're interested in Japanese culture, along with just understanding and wanting to come along and have that experience, I think it'd be a great exhibition.
Yeah, I think it gives a lot back to all ages and stages. It's attracted a lot of people that are interested in quilting and embroidery. We had an embroidery show for the Waikato Embroiderers Guild last month, and a lot of people, there was a really lovely crossover, came for that reason, because they're interested in the sashiko techniques. But it really speaks to me about our cultures, and how, for me, my mother was a war baby and she fixed things, and I fix things, and my kids see me fix things, and I'm happy to go and buy my clothes at a secondhand store and repair them if they need to be. And this show, I think, sort of makes people stop and think, hey, there can be beauty in this, and saving all that stuff for the landfill. I read a statistic, 400 billion metres of fabric created in the world every year.
It's why? Just a bit.
What we are going to do with that.
Just
a bit. Yeah. And during the lockdown in Britain, 67,000 pieces of clothing,
lots
got turfed out. And I know in New Zealand, our secondhand stores got overloaded because everyone went, oh, I'm going to clear out my wardrobe while I'm in lockdown. Reusing and sharing and mending, and it's a beautiful thing.
Right. Oh, well, it sounds like it's an opportunity that people can't miss. And so it's on, as we said before, till the 7th of December. Yes. So get in quick while you can.
Absolutely. And another special element in this exhibition is the presence of this beautiful contemporary textile artist, Susie Pasco.
Absolutely.
For the first time, they were dreaming to be together and collaborate. But thanks to all the conversation with Liz, with Pete and Susie, finally, you can see, when you go to our space, you can see the influence of Boro in a contemporary art space. I want to say that it has been absolutely touching to see the reasons why Susie accepted this invitation. She said that she wanted to honor the families and the unknown women, grandmothers, mothers, and daughters that time by time they were dedicated to do and deliver that care, love, that then was transformed in a piece of art. And it was really, really moving. So she wanted just to celebrate her family across her pieces of art, and to celebrate and to acknowledge the woman that were behind the scene. It's really, really special.
Yeah, it does speak of women's work, for sure.
Very special. Right, we need to move on. It's amazing how time does fly on us. So look, this exhibition obviously coincides with the 15th anniversary of the Moranville Gallery during this month of October too, doesn't it? Mm. Have you got any other sort of special exhibitions on, or any other events that you've got coming up to help celebrate the 15th anniversary?
To be honest, we have been celebrating since the first exhibition in January. Mm-hmm. However, I can highlight that for the first time, and we delivered, still now is work in progress, the cow collaborated cow lease for the first time. We will present one of our herd of cows, the Morrisville Gallery cow, that it has been done with the support of so many local artists. So this is one of the projects that we are working on. Before the end, this year ends, we will be presenting that. So many people know Morrisville because this beautiful, very popular art street free project called Hair of Cows. But not many people knew about how artists actually get together to paint the cow. So this is one of the projects that we have been working this year, and hopefully we'll be delivering this year.
We had the idea of having a gallery cow that would be a combination of paintings and made by different artists. Mm-hmm. So the cow will have a variety of different paintings. Some of them are satirical takes on classic images like Mona Lisa and things like that. So, but some of them are individual artists.
And where will the cow? Will you have them? The exhibition in the actual gallery or outside? You know where all the others are.
Or? We painted her inside our Awatea gallery, which is our window gallery, for about 3 weeks. We had a space in the calendar, so we thought let's make it an event. And when she's completed, she's out the back at the minute and people are still working on her. But when she's completed, she'll be placed in front of the gallery. There was a cow there that belonged to the Fabishes.
Yes.
And they've donated her to us. We had to refurbish her, and that was quite expensive, like nearly $5,000 to have her sanded back and reprimed. And now we're in the process of painting her. So that was a process that Gina went through to try and get some sponsorship around town to help pay for that, because we are always looking for money to actually function. It's difficult to get funding these days, so our running costs are high. And
yes, and I suppose when we go back to it, with the fact that, the admission is free and obviously if people would love to donate, and I'd like to hope that where people can, they would sort of offer some...
Consider it, yeah.
Yeah, some little donation when they do come in to have a look at the gallery. But there must be other ways that people can support, whether it's volunteering, and it sounds like you've got an amazing group of volunteers as well, but maybe if someone would like to offer, a donation of some description.
Absolutely.
One last thing is our cow. She has a white face presently, and we thought to offer her face to
any
farmers
donor
in the Waikato.
Yep.
Do you have a favourite cow? Would you like your cow's face painted by extremely talented artists so that every time you come through the Waikato you can go and visit your favourite cow with her tag number and everything complete? So that's an offer if you're interested in contributing to our coffers.
Maybe you could auction that off.
Yes.
Is that what you're looking to do?
Well, hoping to, but the logistics of that are tricky, so we're still kind of working on that. But any farmers that are interested, please give us a call.
I think that's a great idea.
Absolutely.
Whether it's Daisy or whoever the friendly cow in the paddock is.
Yeah, farmers always have a favourite cow.
I know, or favourite animal. But basically, volunteering is a great opportunity to join us in a very specific collaborative project like the collaborative cow. But I have to mention that to our wonderful surprise, we are in a space in which creators, and when I say creators, they don't need to be necessarily artists like Anne Stratton. You guys, you are listening to us. You are creators of well-being in Waikato. You have a space at the Morrisville Gallery, and you want to create an exhibition, and you want to deliver a special message to your audience. You can collaborate with us, as Anne Stratton did, for this woman, beautiful exhibition, and the outcome could be absolutely amazing. Many people say, no, an art gallery necessarily is just for an artistic space, but actually it's not. Any creator who wants to engage about topics that really we care in New Zealand, like volunteering, sustainability, you name it, collaboration, they can use our space. We are really calling for any person who wants to collaborate with
us. We're looking for skills from people that can do accounting, people that can do painting, people that can do shop work, people that just want to talk to people and be an ambassador and talk about the art, handy people, all sorts of people come in and help us. It's, and if you want to learn about curating, it's a great place to start.
Yeah, sounds like it.
We have a Christmas show that's coming
fantastic.
Up, and it will overlap with the Boral show that is owned by Helen and Brian Gibson, who are volunteers that came up from Taupo, and they were very excited to make the connection with us so that they could have a place to host their show every year. And it's just gone from strength to strength to strength, and people love it. And they make some of the pieces, and they have collected many of the pieces, and it's a miniature scenery, Christmas scenery. It's just adorable. So that's coming up in middle of November.
Absolutely.
And will that run through till probably just before Christmas?
Yes. And it's the biggest opportunity for people who unfortunately, they can't stay too long at night to enjoy the lights because it's indoors. So fantastic for all the grannies, all the families. They can come together and enjoy the most beautiful, I can say that, the most beautiful indoors Christmas show in Waikato and probably from North Island.
Yeah, people come from Auckland.
Yeah.
Like we promoted it quite heavily last year, and people came down specifically from Auckland to see it, which was really gorgeous.
That's fantastic. And of course, you know, the roads are so much better now. It's
definitely.
The access, you know, to say it's really only 20 minutes from Hamilton to Morrinsville and probably an hour and a half from Auckland. Time is going by. We've really just got over a minute to go. Yes, indeed. So is there any quick last-minute messages you want to share with us that obviously need to be?
Just the sponsorship for Boral. We're really fortunate that that POP funded that first month, and they really carefully crafted it so that we can't offer sponsorship to anyone else during that month. But after that, we've got 6-7 weeks where if you want to have your name on the materials that go out about Boral, we would love to talk to you, because we're still looking to bring our finances up to a point where we know that we're not in the negative over that.
Yes.
I know our trustees will appreciate that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. But in general, Liz, if you have an idea and you really want to connect with the rural Waikato via Morrisville Gallery, we would love to hear from you. Do you want to name with your company or your organization one of our spaces? Let's just talk about it. You know, it's one of the many opportunities that you could support us and collaborate.
Join our newsletter.
Yes.
So maybe website. Just before we do finish, maybe if you could just give us the details of how they can contact you, what your website address is again.
Website address, morrinsvillegallery.org.nz, and in that you go into the contact us zone and you can email us about anything you like. And also at the bottom of that, there's a sign up, subscribe for the newsletter, and you'll only get the newsletter, and it will give you information about everything that we have on, coming up, and presently on.
All right. Hey, that's great. We have run out of time, unfortunately.
Thank you.
We could probably talk for another, you know, nearly 30 minutes on this, but awesome opportunity. So thank you, Liz. Thank you, Gina, from the Morrinsville Gallery for coming on to the show today. So really appreciate that very much. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.